If you walk a lot in Toronto, the end of daylight saving time could mean more than just turning back the clocks. It may be hazardous to your health. According to the City of Toronto, pedestrian collisions increase more than 30% during the evening commute hours from November to March in connection to the time change. Clocks officially turn back at 2 a.m. this Sunday, November 3rd. The return to standard time means fewer daylight hours and reduced visibility for all road users in the city said in a statement. When clocks go back on Sunday, people cycling in the evening and pedestrians crossing the street can be harder for drivers to see clearly. The city's annual Vision Zero campaign aims to remind drivers to be extra vigilant after the clocks change. The campaign features billboard, transit shelter and bus exterior advertisements telling Torontonians to be cautious on the roads. The ads will remain until November 24. The city has asked drivers to abide by several safety tips, including: when driving, obey the speed limit, exercise caution when turning and always stay alert. Avoid distractions and stop at a safe spot before using mobile devices. Ensure vehicle headlights and signal lights are functioning properly. Obey speed limits and approach all crosswalks, intersections and transit stops with caution. Check twice and yield to pedestrians before turning at an intersection. Stop and wait for pedestrians to fully cross at pedestrian crossovers before proceeding. Allow extra time for travel and plan routes in advance. If you're reading this on Saturday, you might want to change your mechanical clocks before heading off to bed. Your cell phone and laptop and other devices should update on their own. If you drive a slightly older car or own an older stove model, you may also need to get out the owner's manual to remind yourself how to change those clocks. Daylight saving time can additionally be considered a good reminder to change the batteries and smoke alarms for houses, condos or apartments, as these batteries should be changed every 6 months, according to Toronto Fire Services.